T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A very giddy partner with me here today, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We'll be here at about 6:30 or so, and then we'll take it right up to Mets Extra as the Mets come home and open up a homestand. Of course, a 3-game series with Matt Harvey on the mound tonight against the Nationals, Chris McMonagle, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass, and what a night. What a day in the NBA yesterday. Of course, the NBA draft last night, but more importantly, we talked about it yesterday, the blockbuster trade between the Nets and the Boston Celtics, and right now the Brooklyn Nets, as they get Paul Pierce, they get Kevin Garnett, they get Jason Terry, trade all their foreseeable draft picks for the near future, first round picks for the near future to the Celtics. But what a day for the Nets, bro, who are right there now with this deal, and I know you're giddy about it.
Oh, man. Are you kidding?
You got to be thrilled.
I'm stunned and giddy all at the same time because, you know, we came on the show yesterday with Woj, who's going to join us at 120, Adrian Wojnarowski, with that report of Boston and Brooklyn talking about this trade. And my first reaction was, this is not going to happen. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why would the Celtics take back Gerald Wallace? The 3 first-round picks they're going to get, maybe late in the first round, maybe eventually in 2018, the Nets will stink, and that pick will be decent, but they're not getting great value, so what? This doesn't make any sense. But as the day went on, the trade gained more traction, and as the day went on, more information came out, and as the day went on, you realized that the Celtics weren't getting anywhere near to what they got from anywhere else. Because the Nets have an owner, and that's where I want to start here. They have an owner who is like George Steinbrenner reincarnated without the championships yet. He just doesn't give a damn. He's going to spend as much money as he can. He's going to make as much news as he can. He's going to make a splash. He's going to pay an $80 million luxury tax like it's going out of style. And for all the franchises I root for, I wake up this morning and I announce this afternoon. I would do anything for Mikhail Prokhorov to own all my sports franchises. Every single one of them. Because this guy, I know he hasn't won anything yet, but this guy came in and took a 70-loss team. He got the arena built in Brooklyn. He completely changed the roster. There have certainly been mistakes along the way. Avery Johnson, PJ Carlissimo, I understand that. But he has turned a 70-loss team, a laughingstock franchise, into a team that features a starting five of Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce, Brooke Lopez, and Kevin Garnett. The owner did that, and he's paying an $80 million luxury tax bill. So when we talked about why the Knicks didn't re-sign Jeremy Lin, and everybody talked about the luxury tax bill, I said, who cares what this owner has to do with the luxury tax bill as long as he's willing to spend it and pay it? Mikhail Prokhorov is willing to pay it. So none of this, and I look, Billy King deserves credit too, and I'll get to him, but none of this can happen without an owner who is just 1,000% committed to spending as much money as he can for the dream of winning.
Well, you got to understand one thing, though. He's also promised that if he doesn't have a championship by 2015, he's going to get married.
Right.
So he's got something. Okay, come on. Forget
that's,
the money.
That's the motivation.
I mean, this is the motivation. Right there for Prokhorov. You know that.
And I got to tell you, I analyzed this trade 50 ways until Friday. This is an absolute no-brainer. You have to make this trade.
Are you kidding?
And here's why. Before they made this trade, I don't care how optimistic a Net fan you are, this team was not winning anything. This team was maybe going to get to the second round. Maybe if things broke right, they get to the third round. But they're not beating Miami. They're not winning an NBA championship. Now, whether they do it or not is still up for debate, but now they have a chance.
Well, I'll tell you one thing you did. Whether you could, I don't know if you're going to get by Miami, and who knows? I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I mean, 3 in a row is not easy to do. We'll see what
happens.
They
have a chance.
They got a shot.
They got a better chance today than they did yesterday.
I'll tell you one thing they absolutely have done, though. I don't think there's any question about it, and you know this is in the back of Prokhorov's mind, too. They went ahead of the Knicks last night.
Well, I think so.
They jumped ahead of the Knicks last night. There's no, I don't care. Look, I mean, you know the kind of Knicks fan I am. And you're delusional out there, Knicks fans, if you think that right now, at least on paper, that the Brooklyn Nets are not a better team than the Knicks. Yeah, they're better.
And here's what people have to remember about this. Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett, they are not the best players on the Brooklyn Nets. Nope. They are not the second best players on the Brooklyn Nets. You could argue they're not even the third best player on the Brooklyn Nets. So it's not like they brought in these aging stars to said, go carry us now. Darren Williams and Brook Lopez and even Joe Johnson, who's younger than Paul Pierce, they are still the catalyst for this team. What Garnett and Pierce add, and why this is an absolute no-brainer, the Nets were missing two things that we both discussed ad nauseum: toughness and defense. Well, what did they just do? They just brought in the definition of toughness in Kevin Garnett. And you don't have to like him. I understand he can be dirty sometimes. I understand he can say some dopey things. And I'm not talking about Melo. I'm talking about Charlie Villanueva. What he said a few years ago was disgusting. I understand all that. But you want that guy on your team. That's just about everybody wants a guy like that on their team.
And you got Jason Terry, too. You got three guys who all have championship rings. You got that, not only the toughness that they bring, but three guys that have a championship pedigree as well.
There's no question. And when you look at what they gave up, the Nets, believe it or not, have actually given themselves down the road cap flexibility because the worst contract in this deal was Gerald Wallace. He's right, the one who signed for three more years. Yep. Garnett is signed for two. Pierce is actually an expiring contract, so he could be here one and done. And as far as the draft picks are concerned, it's a risk. 2018 is a risk. 2016 could be a risk. But the plan is for the Nets to be good for a few years, even after Garnett and Pierce are gone, because you still have Darren Williams, you still have Brook Lopez, and you still have an owner that is willing to take any contract that has anything left in it. Yeah, Joe Johnson's got a bad contract, but you know what Prokhorov said? Who cares if we're overpaying him? Can he help us win? Joe Johnson can help the Nets win. He proved that last year. How many big shots did the guy hit? Of course he's overpaid. But what do I care? What do you care? And clearly, what does Prokhorov care? So in 2018, could that draft pick be real good for the Celtics? Sure, it's possible. I don't know what's going to happen 5 years from now. But for a team that was probably stuck in the middle, they have now put themselves in position to scare Miami. Not necessarily beat Miami, but give them a little bit of a challenge. And yeah, when I wake up this morning, the Nets have a better chance to win an NBA championship today than they did yesterday, and I don't think that's debatable.
Do you, if by chance, and of course they drafted, let's not forget they drafted Mason Plumlee last night, the kid out of Duke.
And by the way, he'll join us at 140.
Yeah, he will. We'll see what they get out of him. But if they don't get a title in the next 2 years, because let's figure it's probably a two-year window with these guys. That's what I'm looking at. I think that's realistic.
With those guys, it's a two-year window. I agree. But again, once those two guys are gone, it's not like they got to blow it up because you still have Darren and you still have Brooke.
Right. No, I understand that. But I mean, if they don't, would you look at it differently? You know what I'm saying? And if they don't, I mean, obviously right now you love it and it's a no brainer. They had to do it. I completely agree. To me, there's nothing not to like about it. But, you know, if they don't.
Are you saying is it a championship or bust proposition?
Yeah.
You know, it probably should be. And I probably should say it is. But you got to understand where I'm coming from and where this franchise is coming from.
No, I understand that.
I think if you tell me the Nets are getting to an NBA Finals with this group, I'm signing for that now.
Okay, all right.
I mean, that to me makes it a win.
All right.
And the other thing you got to keep in mind is, well, are the Nets going to be good after that? I mean, is 2018 going to turn into a lottery pick? Well, yeah, then it's going to look bad. But if the Nets are good for the next 5 years, even beyond Garnett and Pierce, those picks are late first-round picks anyway.
Right, right.
And the Nets could always buy their way into the draft, which they've done before, which teams have done before. So the risk to me just isn't there. People are trying to make it out to be. I've seen a few people say you've mortgaged your future. The Nets didn't mortgage their future by trading what? Guys on the quality of Mason Plumlee, no offense to him, because that's where the Nets plan on picking for the next 5 years.
Exactly right. So, it's a great move for the Nets. It's a no-brainer. It's a tremendous, I got to give your franchise a lot of credit. You know, it's a great move. No other way to say it, bro. It's a tremendous move by the Brooklyn Nets.
And the Vegas odds go from 40-1 to win an NBA championship to 10-1.
Is that right?
To win an NBA championship.
Is that what they are now?
Yeah, it's a big jump.
Yeah, it's a large jump.
I will say this. To me, this is about Kevin Garnett. To me, that's the guy this franchise needed. I don't know if they need Paul Pierce. I don't know how Paul Pierce fits in this offense. I think him and Joe Johnson have some similar qualities where they need the basketball in their hands. I don't know how it's all going to work. That's going to certainly be very interesting and makes Jason Kidd and Lawrence Frank's job very difficult. And yes, I want to put Lawrence Frank's name in the same sentence as Jason Kidd because he's the assistant head coach.
Mm-hmm, right.
To me, he's almost like the co-head coach.
Right, right.
But they needed Kevin Garnett. They needed toughness. This is everything we screamed about with this team last year. They weren't tough. They were soft, if you want to use that word, as much as I hate it. But that's what they were. Kevin Garnett isn't that. Kevin Garnett is tough.
No, we know
and
that.
Kevin Garnett is going to hold people accountable. Now, I hope Brooke Lopez doesn't get forgotten about in this offense because Brooke Lopez is their best offensive player. I stand by that. He's a 7-footer that can score. Look what Roy Hibbert did to the Miami Heat.
Yep.
And I got news for you. Roy Hibbert is not a quarter of the offensive player Brooke Lopez.
No, he's better defensively.
Yeah.
It's not even debatable.
I won't argue that.
But no question about
that. But offensively?
No, you're right.
And we saw what Hibbert was able to do to Miami. So I hope Lopez isn't forgotten about in this offense. But it's a great gamble. It's an exciting time. And I don't know about you, but I just have a craving for Honey Nut Cheerios, so I'm going to go celebrate with some of that.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you will see plenty of that, as you know, that's going to only heat up the rivalry. But I hate to say it, but the Nets went ahead, at least on paper, they're ahead of the Knicks right now. You have to admit that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.